the city of New Haven has received a state grant to address flooding in the Westville neighborhood, which is a FEMA flood zone due to sewer backups. The State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection will use $500,000 to help fund the planning phase of the remediation project. Mayor Justin Elliker says the city hopes to find a nature-based solution.
When we see significant storm events, there is a lot of rainwater and flooding that will actually push into the sewers and push that water onto the street and into some of the surrounding buildings, which is unhealthy. It's not a good thing for anyone.
More than $8 million was awarded to 21 climate resilience projects across Connecticut. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Connecticut pharmacies can now prescribe birth control. New York needs more state troopers. And the FBI is warning parents about a rise in cases of sextortion. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Governor Lamont has signed a law that allows Connecticut pharmacies to prescribe certain types of birth control without patients needing to first visit their doctor. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The law permits pharmacists to prescribe hormonal contraceptives and emergency contraceptives. Brian Caffarelli is the state Consumer Protection Commissioner. He says the law is part of an effort to safeguard reproductive health care by improving access to contraceptives in rural and underserved communities.
It's easier oftentimes for individuals to see their pharmacist where they, you know, have one on almost every corner in some areas than it is to see a health care provider to get this type of contraception.
Caffarelli says pharmacists would be allowed to prescribe the pills after completing an accredited educational training program. They'd also have to be certified by his agency. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
Governor Hochul says she hopes to double the number of state troopers hired in New York during the next year. Karen DeWitt reports the governor spoke at a ceremony for the force's latest graduates.
Hochul told the graduating class that the state budget includes money to double the number of new troopers in the next year. She says she hopes to add more women and more diversity to the ranks.
We need more of you because we're living in turbulent times. There's a lot of mistrust among communities and law enforcement, and you are the individuals who every single day are going to get up and break down those barriers.
The 238 new troopers increased the force to nearly 4,800. Under Hochul's tenure, the state police have taken on new duties in gun control and safety measures. They include policing the state's red flag laws, which temporarily removes firearms from people believed to be a potential danger to themselves or others. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Books about LGBTQ plus kids are being banned across the country, but that doesn't stop LGBTQ plus authors from writing them. Chasten Buttigieg, the husband of Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, wrote I Have Something to Tell You, a young adult novel about growing up gay. He wants kids to know that they are seen and loved.
Teachers are exhausted, librarians are exhausted, parents of LGBTQ kids are exhausted. And the important thing about showing up and just creating that space is not only to just talk about the book, but just to remind folks of the fact that they are supported.
You can hear more about Buttigieg and I Have Something to Tell You on this week's The Full Story podcast from WSHU. Buttigieg will also be at the Ridgefield Playhouse this Friday. The FBI recommends parents set some boundaries for their kids when it comes to technology. That's because of a disturbing rise in adults coercing minors for photos. More on that is coming up after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
train collided with a pickup truck in Norwalk this afternoon at the crossing of the Divine Bros Yard on Commerce Street. The driver was extricated and taken to the hospital in serious condition. No one on the train was injured, and the incident is being investigated. Suffolk County Police issued a warning that low-flying helicopters will be overhead through the end of June. They'll be working with PSEG Long Island to conduct low-level power line patrol flights. A New Haven man was exonerated this week after spending nearly three decades in prison. Adam Carman was arrested in 1994 for a shooting that killed a seven-month-old baby and paralyzed the baby's grandmother. Carman, who's now 51 years old, was freed in December after a New Haven Superior Court judge overturned his conviction. He says he intends to sue the city and the state of Connecticut. As summer vacation starts, teens and tweens will have more time to spend on their computers and mobile devices, but the FBI is cautioning families to remember surf safety. Jessica Kane has more.
Don Chu is the acting assistant special agent in charge at the FBI's Albany field office. He says sextortion, the crime of an adult coercing a minor to send sexually explicit pictures or videos, is on the rise.
There is a troubling increase in this type of crime. In 2022, the FBI and Homeland Security received over 7,000 reports of online financial sextortion of minors.
The cases involved at least 3,000 victims and led to more than a dozen suicides. The victims span across socioeconomic and ethnic backgrounds, include both males and females, and are as young as 8 years old. Chu says parents and trusted adults can help prevent the crime by creating open lines of communication with teens and kids and setting clear boundaries for online activity.
Kids are going to want to have their own lives, but it's critical that parents understand they need to know what is going on with what their kids are doing online.
The FBI says many teens don't ask for help because they are afraid of getting in trouble. But Chu says criminals use that as a lever to control their victims.
We do not go after the victims. The FBI's interest is to go after the offenders.
Chu says if you or a loved one is a victim, do not confront the offender yourself. They'll likely delete their profiles and won't be able to be tracked. Contact the FBI, file a detailed report, and screen grab as much as you can for evidence.
That was Jessica Kane reporting. For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or anytime online at WSHU.org or with the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And as always, if you have any thoughts or story ideas you'd like to share with us, please feel free to reach out. The best way to do that is by email, and it's news@WSHU.org. Have a great rest of your evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.